How can a red giant star turn into a white dwarf star in 2,000 years when scientists tell us it should take at least 100,000 years? That's the question we'll look at on today's Creation Moment. And now our host, Paul Taylor.
Space is full of mysteries. Those who think that the universe is millions or billions of years old have more mysteries to solve than Bible-believing Christians do. One of these is the mystery of a star named Sirius B. This mystery is so great for evolutionists that it was once one of the main topics of discussion at a scientific symposium at Louisiana State University in 1978. Records of Egyptian astronomers dating back to 2000 BC describe Sirius B as a red star. The Roman senator Cicero, writing in 50 BC, also said Sirius B was red, and Seneca described Sirius as being redder than Mars. And in 150 AD, Ptolemy, one of the most famous astronomers in history, listed Sirius as one of the six red stars. There can be no question that Sirius B was red. Today, Sirius B is a white dwarf star. That's a problem because according to modern evolutionary astronomy, it should take at least 100,000 years for a red giant star to collapse into a white dwarf star. The mystery of how the red giant Sirius became a white dwarf in less than 2,000 years was and still is the topic of hot debate. Sirius B calls into question the most basic theories about the supposed evolution of the universe. Obviously, these evolutionary ages are not nearly so well proven as evolutionists would like us to believe.
In addition to the program you just heard, Creation Moments offers a wide range of free resources, such as our Scrambled Scriptures word search puzzles that are a fun activity for your whole family. You'll find it all at creationmoments.com.